infinite, almost identical with that letter that we had in shape. Gets down to basically is the very accuracy of our getting across and so forth. That we're a public man's concern about discussing this world problem.
Team. What the hell are they doing?
the hill every day, what happens? They don't get hurt. The damn good point is that there are only 12 cabin officers and 535 congressmen. They're seeking. A lot louder than one congressman does. A lot of cases. Woods, not the cabinet. And if you won't even list an individual guy starting at that level, you won't think anybody would have to. I think that's right, right? Well, the point that he's really concerned with, we're talking about that, because I think we've got to really, look, I think there is too much of a attitude on the part of our, even our staff people, that do a job, being unflappable. My point is, that ain't fun. Enough. We already bought that now, election. He's basically not an unflappable person. I said, majority of the options, you don't have anybody in the cabinet. But, you know, what? You can get him out of the cabinet. Clay is an effort, Richardson. Understanding, but I think once understood, I think Richardson could be. We the cabinet officers have been dealt with.
Well, he pointed out, he said, now Volpe's got a lot of heart.
I think Volpe's apparently can't all speak. The pressure was on a couple of spaces. Volpe was just an officer. Pay attention to Volpe. A clown, basically. He's a clown, but, you know, that's too much yak. And Romney has never recovered from the campaign. He hasn't been serving anybody. Stands. Two men more dull than those two. Hard, dull. Just right at the top, Laird and Rogers are just not.
Here, you can't use them an awful lot more.
God damn it, the Secretary of State ought to stand up on these damn issues. Don't stick. 756.
That Bill would.
Bill. The problem is, you need to take somebody on. Somebody's going to take these people on.
That's
the captain, see if we shouldn't strengthen it some. Somebody to strengthen it with. I've been really terribly disappointed in myself. I think that. Dump somebody in the cabinet for Christ's brother, but I wonder if he'd be any better right now. Or maybe if the cabinet position has
probably would.
I don't know, he's very frank. He likes to, you know, get all his advice. I can't do the wrong decision. He's not ruthless enough, that one, but mainly he hits this point of the question. He says, find some instances where he show a little emotion. And the point is, as I said, Bob, good God, how many times have we? Don't you agree? There's been a hell of a lot, but nobody ever got it out.
They can't. Way of getting it out that he talks about being moderately effective, and it takes a long time to have an effect.
You mean about other people talking about it?
Yeah.
He isn't suggesting that. He's not suggesting I do it myself. He's suggesting that I, in press conferences and other things, I just don't see my changing the press conference technique. I mean, after all, Johnson was just never stomped around. So
I have a long piece from North Frank Leonard.
Oh, did you hire him or not?
No, we're going to leave him. If he turns out to be a little unstable. I'm not quite sure what the problem is.
He wrote a damn good piece, though.
But he's at the National Committee full time, and they eventually are going to move him over to the Citizens Committee, paying officials.
Yeah.
And we can get as much of his time
as possible
to work without getting.
So he wrote a long piece, and what does he say?
Well,
now this is the same thing he's getting from. His point, though, Leonard says, I don't have to change. He says, we just got.
try to get across half the hill I've been doing.
That's right, but he does say that we've got to change what we get across. And he makes an interesting point that I hadn't really thought of, which is that we, he's talking about you, but when we talk about how things ought to be done, we talk about how Kennedy got things through, you know, and you kind of think about the way Kennedy got things across. He said, you got to look at what they did with Kennedy. They very consciously worked at getting across the things that were not stop points. In other words, Kennedy was a playboy, so they worked hard at getting across his 100 days and trying to make a big thing out of that. Kennedy was a socialite, so they worked hard at trying to make him look like a loner. Jackie Kennedy was a jet-set swinger, so they worked hard at making her
look like a mother.
Look like, well, a mother and a classic, you know, the Pablo Casals business and stuff like that, where her natural bent would have been some far out
right.
Modern jazz.
Very good point.
And, you're just the opposite in most of those things of Kennedy, and we should therefore be getting across the opposite points. In other words, that you essentially are a loner, so we should make you look like a socialite. That you're and I don't think this works.
No.
Except he's not changing it, though. He's saying build up the points that are natural. They didn't change Kennedy. Kennedy did go out alone in a sailboat, so they made a big thing out of it because that was a good point to make, they thought. Where Kennedy was pushing legislation, so they made it like that. We're efficient, so we shouldn't push efficiency.
I agree.
We need to show a little more informality. We need to look a little looser. We need to stir up a little more excitement and that kind of stuff. Nixon doesn't need Pablo Casals, she needs Duke Ellington, was his point. He said that was superb because Pat Nixon's thought of as being
Casals,
proper and formal and all.
I
don't know, but that's what she's thought of as. He argues, for instance, on Trisha's wedding that we shouldn't play the fairy princess marrying the rich prince. That'll appeal to a few Tories who dream of the days of royalty, but the great mass of Americans don't look at it that way.
So why does she play?
I don't know.
No, I think the wedding is trying to be played royally. Believe me, they love royally.
Oh, and Trisha is royally. That's,
you can't change her.
I don't think you can make her change
her. She's royalty. She's
got the great charm and all that. Like, she was out with those Easter egg kids yesterday and did a sensational job on television.
Was it on television?
Oh, yeah. The kids mocked her. She does that just extremely well. But she does it the way royalty does it when they go down the most of the time.
I don't think, actually, Bob, we're doing quite as badly as many believe. You know what I mean? I think that revived a very rough period of foreign policy and domestic policy. I think now we're beginning to see some.
Well, what Conley says is true, though, and he sees, and that's, of course, that's Leonard's point, that the people who know you, know that you're warm, thoughtful, considerate, you know, those kinds of things, that they know how hard you work, they know all these characteristics, and yet the people who don't know you don't realize that. Yeah. So the key is not to make you any different than you are, which is better to make known to the general mass of the public what the people who know you well know.
The real question is whether we change the press conference and the conversations.
So that's it, because it's
very,
that's where you make the massive effect.
Well, now, the one time, let's face it, way, the three speeches, November 3rd, Cambodia, and April 7th, were all speeches in which I, showed an emotion,
Yeah.
They were all in their way, God damn effectively. The trouble is that Sapphire and Christ that much, they never come up with a goddamn thing, which has any, they just can't do it because they don't believe in it. That's really what it gets down to. That isn't the thing to do. It's hokey, That's what they would say. Schmaltz. You have to realize it. Without schmaltz, you get no place in this business. You probably see if you couldn't get a little of that inculcated in Christ and Sapphire's really brittle and clever and all that. It's not that different warmth into it. The way they've done, they talk about their children and new crap. I put a little something about my mother. Braskin, Cope did a good job on that. The story at the end. I don't see much stuff that comes through that way. Not really. Quite a few anecdotes. But the anecdotes are not warm. They're not the kind of things like I gave to the Adams thing. Well, I guys, one of you would think it's more than good. I worked this out though, Larry. If he thinks I can survive, I would not agree. I want you to do it. And if this suit up pretty well, you check the comments. This has got to be prepared way in advance. 11 to 12. Let's start looking for it. We're not damn fools with the fate of the nation and the world hanging in there. It's less than an adequate team. Without staff, or okay. I don't know. I really think we need some spokesmen. I don't know what the hell we're going to do. I've kept McCracken because our economic policy would otherwise appear to be a failure. But he's an utter disaster as a salesman. That only comes. Schultz is a very good salesman. Schultz is good, but he's not really bad.
Keller's very serious possibility. Kumbach is convinced, and I'm not at all sure it would be a good idea. The Stans would be interested in resigning and being finance chairman again. He is go the same route and everything, but
I have a finance chairman and then make him ambassador to Britain.
If you tell Maureen Stans to raise $50 million,
how about this parliament? You resign as ambassador to Britain, because Waller can't stay there more than 4 years. You should get the hell back here. You take Congo. You love Africa.
You might like Africa.
Right.
You really might.
I'll take him any post he wants in ambassadorial.
It's over Congo or something.
And to do that, then we could get a Secretary of Commerce who's really a balls-out salesman, you see. Morally gray and tired, blah, blah.
See, that's a post where you could really put a balls-out salesman.
That's right.
And you could use it. You could sell the economy. Cut across a lot of lines. You go out and sell the hell out of business. You can use them as a political operative.
The same category of course.
And Mitchell will be going out, so you can put an AG in. If you want to.
If Mitchell leaves, I'm going to have to decline your stuff. I don't want to do that.
Well, Mitchell is going to leave.
No, not now.
No, but I mean, as I understand, he feels he's got to leave sometime next year.
Let's take a crack at the Stans. How about some others? Chuck Robin.
He could,
maybe.
All right. He's got the ability.
We can't go to him. But we tried on him and struck out. We both on common cause. Bowlby, we just stuck with him.
I thought of John McCullough resigning from common cause. John Gardner saying he had joined common cause because he thought he was going to bring people together, but since he's going to divide them, he'll have to reluctantly resign. He feels you're doing the right thing in Vietnam. You've inherited it.
Be sure he gets a letter from me.
Right.
And who the hell is getting that out? Have we got any? Are our little boys getting that out or not?
Well, we just got the letter.
What are we going to do about
it? Yeah. We've got to
drive the goddamn thing in the press until hell wouldn't happen. That's a good one. He's a big man. Former head of CIA.
Yep.
We put the telephone. That's a top priority thing. When is he freezing the press?
I don't think so. That's going to be an okay.
Well then, that letter. Put him on that. Just put him on. Put a pin in that. That's only once every 3 months. He sure had it down. But what do you think about the point of the guy? The guy with the letter here. What's his? Is he not correct? Or is he? I don't know. I don't know if he's correct or not. Of course, part of this reflects what they read in the press, you know.
Yes, and it's a high percentage. TV interviews, I promise I'll watch them by year.
I say you've got to go back to emotion, human reaction.
Genuine human concern.
Don't appear too cautious and cold and precise. See, the thing these days, we have to realize, the thing these days, the endless shouting, peace now,
Yeah. Well, maybe you've got to start demagoguing a little bit. Maybe that's what the big
one is. They want straight damn demagoguery.
You can sure as hell do it. A little depressed beating and the moist eye and some of that as you go through the answers to press conference questions and taking a reporter on once in a while.
That's why that business about the that speech was out of mind, but you know why. They know how horrible it was. The main thing you've got to consider is, I really think you've got to have a talk with John Early. John Schultz, I wouldn't have, because he's that kind of man himself. Now look here, now, for Christ's sakes, let's look at the Scott Van Kemp. Do we want to go into great battle with them? What can we do about it? He's one, but he's our friend of his. God, I'd like to chuck the whole bunch, believe me. You know there's only one man in that cabin that I will keep.
Well, Richardson would, if we sent out and talked with Richardson, we wanted him to fight. We wanted him to make news. We wanted him to attack.
Become a national figure.
Become a national figure. He can do it. Icy type of New England politician. He's not that warm, emotional type, but he still can be damaged.
He could knife him a little. Yeah, you say, look here. You see, as but Conley has, he's looked them all over. He says, Richardson is an able man. He says, but nobody knows, never heard of Richardson.
Amazing.
He says, he's a kick this goddamn welfare assholes. Conley says welfare is the biggest issue in Texas. People said no, no. Biggest issue in California. And Bob, we're on the wrong side of the goddamn issue. Now, I want you to talk to Erwin about that tomorrow, but I really think we've got to, I think we ought to check down the assistance. I agree with you. You know, that part, go for welfare reform. People do not want family assistance, you know. They don't want to add people to goddamn welfare rules. Why add? Schultz and a lot of other people. What the hell difference does it make, Bob? Huh?
People don't want
money. There's help in the nose. Right. All over the place. I've given us all the Japanese name.
That's fine. That nose aren't the president. It screws things up all the time.
Well, we're going to open it. Right.
Talk about lack of charisma.
Not the welfare man.
Yep.
Also, I keep talking about, we've got to take the heart of the cabin now. We really do. Think about Rogers and Laird at this point. Success.
And replacement with Rockefeller and the country.
But I would be more inclined to replace him with Richardson.
I trust Nelson, that's for sure.
Nelson can't be trusted. In foreign policy, I can't have somebody you can't trust.
Very big thing. That's a hell of a division. I served with it. You got me. Oh, I think I know this. I served with it for a war. You check it out. I think it was the first Marine Air Wing. It'd be my division. And did it with damage. Remember, Trimley used to run around with his old buddy from World War II. Changed a bit, but why not? Well, then guys,
oh, Dick Moore is opposed to it on the grounds that
builds up the war.
Just any involvement with military is not a good thing. Sorry, but the jobs for veterans things and that sort of thing is the way to show your winding down.
Nobody paid attention to jobs.
I've got a few to play, but very little better play than most people expect that.
No, I think we could do the Marine thing very nicely if it's working for something else. So with the military, I'm for the military. See, Dick isn't, and I am. See, I'm very strongly for it. Dick is sort of leaves in terms, you know. And of course, he's peace
next.
I know he's for us.
Much more right than left.
No, but I know he's for us, but he sees that the military is unpopular. God damn it, we've got to stand up for it. We want to remember, where the hell are our friends from? The hell stands up for us? The jobs and veterans crowd?
Well, you're also bringing military home. And it's right. They can hardly watch it. And they were the division that started the pacification program. All kinds of,
you can talk about the things they've done for the people of the Vietnam.
Sure.
Well, great to see that. It's how fine they are, and so forth and so on. Price is good, but I think he would tend to reflect.
Feel strong.
He would tend to reflect more of their feeling that, well, gee, would have nothing to do with the military. You know, basically, the military are with rule and ground. We've got to stand up now then for our friends.
As much that as the military symbolized the war.
Supposedly put it the other way, though.
And the fact that you're in Camp Pendleton, sort of your own base.
Right.
You're in your backyard. A lot of